Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Question of the day, let's get right to it. What makes you believe that this team just might do it? And if you're not there, fair enough, let us know. Why are you still skeptical? Again, still can't get it. 713-572-4610. That is the number to text. After the last game, when they beat the Bills, and everybody is fawning over this Texas team, the question that I wanted to ask to start the show was, do you believe? And now, another step.
Do you? What would make you believe?
And what would make you believe? Mm-hmm. So, Lopez, for you, what makes you believe that this team just might do it?
The obvious answer, we're all going to say, this defense, championship-level defense. Let's maybe, I mean, you can say it, but let's maybe go beyond that. Because we know the defense is a championship defense.
Correct.
Mean, period. No one can argue that, right? No one. You got yourself a running back. Woody Marks is, and you know how you know that Woody Marks is the guy? They put him back out there on one leg rather than really relying on Nick Chubb.
That's a fantastic point.
They put him out on one leg.
And this is a team that usually operates with the level of caution.
Yeah.
With injuries and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Although, to be fair, they have let dudes thug it out if they so choose. Shout out to
a running back,
Dalton Schultz.
Yeah.
Dalton Schultz has been clutching his clavicle and his knee for the past 5 weeks, and then out there
they kind of needed him though, man.
Right?
Yeah.
What other tight end you was gonna go to?
Yeah. Right. But I mean, they've let Woody Marks continue to be out there, even though they kind of tempered it with. In passing situations, let's put in a little bit of Dare Gumbawale here.
And they did use a little Chubb. Who has
you did that on purpose?
No, I did.
So, I thought we were being serious. We were doing a lot of reaction Monday stuff.
Can I give a confession? That was a total accident.
Yeah, going to get the Woody joke out too while you at it.
That was a total accident.
And somebody said I'd rather have a Woody than a Chubb. Yep,
Yeah.
I see you.
We left that in training camp.
Yeah, I thought we got that out of our system.
I did.
But apparently not.
Everybody did. As the words came out of my mouth, I went, okay, that didn't land the way I thought it would. They did utilize Nick Chubb a bit, you know, to be fair. Let me put it that way.
They did. You are correct. I believe that
he
had nine carries compared to Woody Marks' 19. And I probably need to just check the snap count at all.
Yeah.
Because Woody Marks was out there a good amount of the time, which – hey, they have not deviated. Mm-hmm. Once they got to that place, we were wondering if they would do the step back that they had done at some times during the season. No, they are leaning all the way in. Injuries be damned. And they were rewarded for that because Woody Marks has demonstrated that he can run between the tackles with power. He can run outside the tackles with some finesse, good patience, picks up some pretty good blocks. He met some dudes. Mm-hmm. He met Zaire Franklin in the hole a couple of times where I was like, ooh, okay, dog. I see you there.
Yeah.
He's been fantastic. In what he's
so
done.
What makes you believe that this team just may do it, or are you skeptical?
I'm starting to believe, man. And some of this, I got to bring it to our favorite offense coordinator, Nick Caley. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that there's still very much room for improvement. The way that the end of the first half ends, I don't think is entirely on him because I think you got to bring that to D'Amico Ryans and ask what the overall vision is, which of course is the head coach's domain. Offense coordinator probably needs to be better at getting in plays in some of those instances. But the play designs of some of these, there were some really good play designs. Nico Collins running into the end zone, that is a good play design. There's some good pin and
not
pull.
Not just design, it was a good feel for the moment.
Yes.
It was a perfect, like, this is what we've wanted to see in the red zone, right?
There's been some good pin and pull type stuff. Even in instances in the red zone, there was a couple of plays in which, like, one of them early on where CJ's trying to go for, I think, I don't know if it was Dalton Schultz or Nico Collins, and the reason why I don't know is because both of them were in the same area. I don't know if that was a design thing or if that was getting hung up on the route. And even then, I still think that CJ had an opportunity to find an open route underneath to Noel. I think that I'm seeing more and more opportunities for this offense to be effective enough. And as you know, tied with the fact that this defense is all world, if this offense can be effective enough, both running the football enough and passing the football well enough in situations, yeah, man, that gives me enough to believe that they could do something special, especially now that they have negated the 0-3 standing that they had started on.
Yes, my obvious answer for believe is the defense. But I'm a little, I mean, I know Reggie just laid out a good argument about the offense and all that stuff. I'm still a little skeptical about the offense, especially when it comes to, like, if they make the playoffs and all that stuff, man. Because I know that old cliche, defense win championships, and I think that's somewhat true. But I still feel like you got to have a better offense than what the Texans kind of been doing lately, man. Unless they – I feel like maybe they could improve and maybe be more consistent. But I'm still a little skeptical about the offense.
I'm going to be honest. When I thought about this question, I tried to talk myself out of believing that they could do it because it's just this. We know Houston professional football has broken our hearts before. I can't talk myself out of believing that they can do this. And by do this, I mean certainly make the playoffs and then make some noise. And we'll see about.
You were talking full Super Bowl.
I'm saying
that was actually going to be my question. Yeah. Like, what is can they do it mean?
They can do something. No, Houston.
Can they make the playoffs? Yes.
Yes, and I think they can make a lot of noise in the postseason. Is that AFC Championship game? I think they have it in them.
I think that's a fair do it.
I think they have it in them, and I keep trying to talk myself out of it, but I can't because of again one of the reasons is Woody Marks. Another is, dude. They started the same offensive line 2 weeks in a row for the first time ever this season.
And it's good.
And it looked good. It looked good enough.
It's as good as I think you're getting with what you have, right? I think there's still going to be some concerns, but ultimately they protected fairly well. I think there was an instance where how many sacks were there actually in this game? I need to make sure that I see this. There were two sacks for CJ. At least one of them, I know CJ created on his own. At least one of them. And the other one was a loss by Ed Ingram. So, yeah, I think that there's folks that are, like, still looking at funeral arrangements for the Chiefs. I see the 214. Someone else has, like, the idea of the Chiefs being the Super Bowl. I think one of the things that's beautiful about this is you have an opportunity to exercise those demons. But even if you don't, you good. Like, there's a path.
It's been
for you
a wacky NFL season, too.
Walk your way into the playoffs, even without – getting that done against the Chiefs. Somebody said they think CJ should get all the snaps between the 20s and Davis get the red zone. I guess you can feel comfortable that you feel like you can have that take.
Get Wildcat. Put Davis in there.
Glad to see Cade remember how to catch. Hey, man, that's another reason why they have a short down opportunity or thing that they could throw out there that is relatively useful.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that as we go, but let us know. What are the things that give you confidence in this team that they might do it, make a good run in the playoffs, or why are you still skeptical? That's the question of the day. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we continue on this Victory Reaction Monday. Let's go around the NFL, and I'll also get you around the AFC South with some big questions for those teams. We'll do all that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.